tall order Saturday night as they face a high-powered Saints offense. This ticker brought to you by Trey Amici Steakhouse and United Health Group. Saints quarterback Drew Brees putting up monster numbers so far this season, over 3,800 yards and 32 touchdowns. And the MVP candidate knows the Cowboys do have some talent in their secondary, including corner Mike Jenkins.
He's a very good young player, very good young corner. Obviously,
he's
got chance doing on the other side.
He's,
one of the better corners in this league. And so I think the two of those guys together, they make it tough.
Cowboy linebacker DeMarcus Ware was limited on the practice field today as he comes back from his neck strain. He needs doctor's clearance to play Saturday night. Cowboys working out five players today at the ranch, including former Ravens corner Chris McAllister. The three-time Pro Bowler played 10 seasons with Baltimore. He actually played for the Saints this season. He forced a fumble on the Saints OT win against the Washington Redskins 2 weeks ago. Colts and Jaguars play the Thursday night game as the Colts try to stay unbeaten, and Jags coach Jack Del Rio looking forward to the national stage.
We look forward to the exposure and the opportunity taking on a team that's, that doesn't have a blemish on its record. It's been perfect all year. You know, great program there with a great quarterback, some star power, you know, wide receivers, defensive ends.
Kickoff at 7:20 tonight on the NFL Network. And the Stars in Atlanta this evening skating with the Thrashers. Dallas will have to go without defenseman Trevor Daley after he suffered a left shoulder injury last night in a loss in Carolina. Game time, 6 o'clock right here on the Little Ticket. Ticket ticker in service of our proud Star sponsors. Tonight's game against the Atlanta Thrashers brought to you by Splitsville Luxury Lanes and Dinner Lounge, McKinneyDentist.com, and Star Power. Listen to the ticket all season long for all the Stars action. Our next ticket ticker at 3:10 with Ty Walker. I'm Sean Bass, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Who says nothing good happens after 2 a.m.? Listen to Donovan Miller and the Great Gordo tomorrow morning 5:30 till 10 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KKLF Richardson, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.
Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy 40th. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Josh. All right. Thanks, Jim, and indeed a happy birthday to you.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
At 2:58.
Let's get some sponsors up in the state. What's up, bitches? Don Davis Auto Group and Efficient Attic Systems bring you my nizzle. Can you even tell the difference with my voice?
Yeah, did you change your voice? Did you put the thing on?
Totally. Welcome into your rental car, sports fans. This is the sports station you've been hearing all that about all these years. Welcome.
All right, well, thank you, Gerbs. Oh, look, in front of me is little tiny Mike Reiner.
Hi, Dan.
Oh, uh-oh. Turn on the mic.
Epic fail. Are we plugged in here? Okay, hi, Dan.
Hello, Mike. Great to
How's
see you.
How's it going? Good to see you, too. He's got his little chipmunk sweater with a big red M. That's right. It's a good day.
And no pants. Oh, I'm sorry, line four guy, did he chime in?
Yeah.
We might be running the overload.
Am I in chipmunk voice? I can't tell.
Uh-oh. We may not be able to understand that young man.
Snake, good afternoon.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Good to see you. It is going great.
It's good to have a studio full of chipmunks.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
You don't know the words, do you?
No idea. Why is it Dan and chipmunk noise?
So drop
that. Can I make one request, Scribs? Drops. You can't. Drops should be drops, okay? We just go with that. That's all I want. Oh, that's all you want?
Except Grego drops. They can be chipmunk.
Just normal drops, and then we got enough chipmunk. And
we're tweaking this thing.
Chief of police.
Without.
That's right. Everything means everything.
Without our person.
No, I love my job. It's, that wasn't the question. Do you like your job? No, I said, you know, maybe I didn't understand the question. Okay. Do you like being chief of police?
You need to make the chief not chipmunk, though.
He was still confused, even in chipmunk voice. And then hop on one foot. Can you sing Oklahoma as fast as you can?
Queef.
Well, now, how did Line 4 guy lose his chipmunk?
I think that's ideal. Now we can understand him. Queef.
Well, today is Thursday, December 17th, the 351st day of the year. There are only 14 days left in 2009.
Ooh.
I mean, look at that, Mike. Oh, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh.
On this day in 1903,
right.
Wilbur and Orville Wright of Dayton, Ohio, conducted the first successful man-powered airplane flight near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina.
All right, Dayton, Ohio, huh?
Didn't you claim that'll never work?
Let's talk about Dayton, Ohio, and how it plays into all this.
I just wonder what the atmosphere was like of the day.
I just wonder about what they're doing in Dayton, Ohio today. What kind of weather are they doing today up there? What do the flyers look like this year, Dan?
Did you have a ticket for that first flight, Mike?
Yeah, how are the flyers looking?
It's a good question.
It's the home of flying chipmunks. They going to win the Atlantic 10, Dan? Did you have a scarf, Mike, and those goggles and that little letter hat that could have been a...
I wasn't around. We're talking about Dayton. We're not talking about scarves and goggles and pipes and stuff.
I thought we were talking about practice.
We are. We sitting here. I'm supposed to be a franchise player. We in here talking about practice.
What does that sound like in chipmunk?
We in here. I'm supposed to be a franchise player. We in here talking about practice.
All right, hold on. I got a chipmunk request. What does the tiger voicemail sound like if he was a chipmunk leaving that voicemail?
Hey, hi.
Huge.
Wiggly, can you please remove your name from your outgoing thingy?
Get your name off your phone.
I think she's going to be calling you.
Hey, it's Sawyer. I need to do a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went to my phone. And
Corby sounded just like it.
If she can, please take your name off that. And just have it as a number on the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you gotta do this for me. Quickly.
Maddie, do you think that voicemail is a exhibit, perhaps, in divorce court? No, she'll never use that. I'm sure it won't be allowed.
I'm sure it'll be amicable.
There will be no divorce court. No fault. You will never see one of these two in a court of law.
Really?
There'll be a check written under the table, deal done. Is that what Mr. Showbiz does?
You're a chipmunk.
Yeah, Mr. Showbiz.
That's the way Mr. Showbiz always did it.
All right, let me read some...
The tiger song sounds in chipmunk.
Let me read some birthday emails.
Okay, I'd love to hear that. Happy birthday.
This is from Julie... Julie Maddox emails, I've been a P1 since 1999. Could you and Mike try to revisit the Eric Clapton's guitar / Don Ho's ukulele joke from many years ago?
What? The hell?
I know it's obscure, but that joke made you...
No,
my
no,
favorite.
I don't think it's obscure at all.
Well, good, then what is it? So, no, I don't remember that one. So Eric Clapton and Don Ho walked into a bar. Don Ho had a ukulele, and Eric Clapton had a Fender Stratocaster. Don Ho said, "Can I borrow that?" And Eric Clapton said, "Layla?" Ha 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 ha!
Maybe Eric Clapton brought a bong to the party, and John Ho, after he saw Clapton take a bong hit, saw some bubbles flying up the bong, and he said, "Hey, those sure are some tiny bubbles."
Yeah, okay. That's Fiona Lero.
We would love to tell you the Eric Clapton Don Ho joke, but nobody can remember it.
P1 Fiona Lero has a birthday, as does Michael De Leon. Oh, he's 18.
And he likes it.
He won't send pictures because his friends are jailbaity. He says.
I like hot teen ass. I love boys.
Jack Callahan, racquetballer Jack Callahan, is his birthday. And let's see, Robert's sister Melissa is 24.
What do Dan's daughters sound like in Chipmunk?
I wondered if there was a group of chipmunks singing the Mike song when Mike came into the studio, what that would sound like. So I still wonder.
So Don Ho is on the beach, okay?
And yep. Andrew says it's his birthday.
Please.
He thinks Line 4 Guy is the funniest person on the ticket and should be given his own show so we can hear more of the Tongan Minute.
More of the Tongan Minute. Let's think of that. A whole show based on the Tongan Minute.
Cumulus does not have enough money for the Tongan Minute.
And he says, P.S., I live in Crocker Hall at Texas A&M.
Nobody cares.
This is the same dorm that the great Tom Gribble ran through the entire freshman class of 1995.
Yeah, great. I was there. Yeah,
during his tenure as the greatest yell leader in school history.
Well, I wasn't a yell leader.
Oh, you weren't?
Do you think this is the portion of Why Canadians Suck, Chipmunk Sky, where everyone questions the wisdom behind this?
I got another one, okay? You guys ready for this one? You ready?
That could be any portion of it.
We're ready, Chipmunk Corey.
So, Don Ho is sitting there at the beach drinking a beer, and he notices there's a path leading up to the road. So he starts walking up the path to the road. And right before he gets to the road, there's Eric Clapton, who says, "We're at a crossroads."
Stop it. He's drinking again.
The chipmunk voice, doesn't
we it? Have a late-breaking request for a... full Deion Sanders chipmunk. What if Deion was at the NFL draft, but he was a chipmunk? And he was there.
Let me anywhere in the world and check it out. See who gets picked where. Oh, what a day. We sit up here. Look at this draft guru, Gil Brandt, the late what? Great Gil Brandt. This man is more talented than anybody. Oh, a phone is ringing. Michael Crabtree. Hello? They won't say who it is. I bet you want to know also. I want to know who is that guy calling Michael Crabtree and when is he going to go. We'll be back after these messages. He makes a damn fine chipmunk.
It's kind of a street chipmunk.
It is. Yo, Scott. Hey there. My name's Deion Sanders.
Thanks, Shaw. Kind of a chipmunk from the wrong side of the tracks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo.
Now, Jim emails, please stop the chipmunks. They are ruining Why Today Doesn't Suck.
We can't. It's tradition.
All right. Simmer down, Aggie Chipmunk. Yeah, the kids like that. Now, there used to be somebody who didn't dig the chipmunks that much, and he would try to get it stopped every year.
Watch out. Watch out before we take up residence in your colon.
Not like we haven't done it before.
Just 7 more minutes and this is over for another year, so everybody hang in there.
Elsewhere.
I have lupus.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Queef. Rectum.
Brad Davis is 54.
Wow. Greatness.
Billy!
The second worst retired number in the NBA.
80.
To Jungle Jim Loskatoff.
Loskatoff.
Whatever.
KT.
I put up a record that's that. What?
Rock? Actually, Jungle Jim shares it with Dave Collins.
Rocco Mediate is 47.
That's good. He had a massive stock portfolio and would occasionally give away Stars tickets.
That was Rocco Pendola.
A massive stock. Where did I leave that, Robert? And discuss the life and times of Jamie Langenbrenner.
Bob Ojeda is 52.
Oh.
And with a little Lake Nelly joke, here's Chipmunk Corby.
So how many Indians does it take to drive a boat?
I don't know. How many Indians does it take to drive a boat?
Well, where's Eric Clapton in all this?
Obviously more than three.
Because they died. Because they're all dead. The Indians.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What about, like, the first 15 seconds of the leprechaun situation or so? What's...
Leprechaun. Woo!
Brad Sellers is 47.
One of my cousins was hiding up in that tree.
Curtis Pride is 41.
This leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures. To me, it looks like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in a tree. Who else in the leprechaun? Say yay!
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears.
Okay. Have Letarian standing by.
Yep.
Ernie Hudson is 64.
Brad Sellers from Ohio.
Oz
is Warden. Ghostbusters. Peter Farrelly, 53.
Ah, one of the brothers.
Eugene Levy, 63.
That's
and now, am I half chipmunk? I feel half chipmunky.
Yeah.
And now,
a certain percentage.
Spare birthdays.
That chipmunk makes your whole chipmunk. Right?
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit. Did you hear how you were born? Two boxcars crashed together and you bopped out of the almost bus.
Oh, my. It's a hard form.
Oh, my.
Paul in the... What? Ah, your spare birthdays. Let me see.
Craig Berube, 44.
Who?
Craig Berube, that's the Flyers, great. The Chief.
Queen.
Vincent Dalfous, 42. Did I say labia?
Earl Dotson, 39. Oh,
Earl Dotson.
Earl Dotson?
Earl Dotson.
Oh, yeah, that's from a Packer grade, isn't it? Packer tackle. Mike?
Yeah, he played for the Packers. Damn sure did, Bob.
That's exactly right, he did.
That's right, a Packer tackle.
Grayers, 44.
Jeff Grayer?
That's
a former Bucks grade, isn't it?
That is a former Bucks grade. Cyclone and Milwaukee Buck.
Drafted in the first round of the 88 draft.
Shut up, Ty.
Here, take that pot off the bottom.
Not me.
Please.
Less Ty.
Not me.
Who are you calling?
Lisa.
Oh. Let's see if she recognizes.
Joel. Emails
for you.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello? Lisa? Who is this?
This is Anna.
Anna?
Santa? Give me some presents.
No, no, Anna, she said.
You're a good chipmunk this year, Santa.
Put Santa on the phone.
Now, we demand to hear Santa, Anna. Get it? Santa, Anna. God, I'm great.
Hey, Anna?
Yeah?
Hello, this is The Ticket, and we called to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Why, thank you.
What you wearing? I'd
like to be in a porno sometime.
Sorry?
How old are you?
I'm good. How about you?
No, how old are you?
Oh, how old?
Yeah.
25.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, whoa.
I'm short. That's it. That's it.
Oh, no. Hey, Anna.
Uh-huh.
What you wearing?
I gotta go.
Wait, Anna, I'm not gonna go. Anna.
Wait a second, Anna. Hold on. One more question.
Uh-huh.
One more question.
Do you like me? Do you like websites? Do you want to be with me?
I gotta go.
Have you ever considered a little chipmunk love? Are you seeing another chipmunk?
Oh, what a chipmunk.
Anna read the memo.
The Tyrion Milton is not your typical 7-year-old. Few his age have ever driven an SUV up and down several busy streets.
I took my double cup because I got mad at my mom, and then I saw the hell of a friend come in.
Joe Roof is 45 years old.
Isn't that another former Bucks great?
Yeah, but more notable for being the pride of Kohler, Wisconsin, known best for making urinals.
That's right. Go in your men's room and you'll see right there on the urinal it says Kohler.
That's right. When you see Kohler, you know you've got the very best.
Exactly.
The pride of Kohler, Wisconsin.
All right, born on this day, now dead, Jimmy Hodder.
How do you think the Fun to Do Bad Things song sounds?
The original Steely Dan drummer.
Mm.
And dead on this day, still dead, Otto Graham.
Wow. Well, how did you make it through this day?
Better than Bart Starr?
I noticed you're wearing your 60. How many titles for Otto?
What does that song sound like? Oh, Tyler?
Do we know how many titles Otto Graham won?
46.
Wow.
There's Super Bowl.
It's over. It's over again.
Otto Graham.
To our Martin Luther King Day celebration. So, and then Valentine's Day.
Whom I know very, very well. Your son, Bart Jr.
Your other son's name is Brett. Is that correct?
That's correct, but it's just with one T. But Brett, our son passed away almost 19 years ago. He's no longer alive.
That's an amazing, ironic note, though, that you would have a son.
Yeah, but I've got it.
Sure, he died. I mean, yeah, everybody knows he's dead.
The quarterback of the Packers would be named Brett.
What an amazing history.
Hi, this is George D. John. If you've got bloating, diabetes, liver issues, high cholesterol, insomnia, allergies, or